It's almost full moon. He'll change. He'll...
That's enough! That's enough!
first time. Yipes!
Rolling on 10.
Okay.
11, excuse me.
We'll be right back.
the frying pan's too wide. Then he comes home and he takes me.
If he asks me out, of course I'm going to go out with him. I mean, he skis the K-12. Yeah, he's so boss. Lane? I don't know. I'll tell him after tryouts, because you know how he gets when he gets upset. Yeah. From the chairlift. He had to buy the guy a new hat last time. Oh, look, Lane's here. I got to go, okay? I'll call you later. Bye.
I told you about Strawberry Peel. You know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go.
just give me what I want, and no one gets hurt.
Ripstein wants to see the Iceman fight a prisoner we got in here. His name is Monroe Hutchin.
And a real goddamn fight, too.
So, what do you want us to do?
I talked to the head guard. He's okay. But the warden's a problem. Mr. Ripstein said you can take care of him.
You know the drill. You help him, or you hurt him. He canceled the fight. Jesus fucking Christ, this fucking state. Who the fuck does this fucking warden fucker think he is? Doesn't anybody know how to do business in this fucking state? My fucking wife and her fucking asthma and allergies. We ought to move to the fucking desert. Goddamn fucking chicken shit doctors. I should have known better than listen to those shitheels. Fucking Palm Springs. Lay there in the fucking sun and do nothing. Then this fucking state grabs my ass for taxes. Why the fuck I didn't stay in fucking Florida where people know how to do fucking business? Fucking wife and her fucking asthma. Something needs to get fucking done. I gotta do it myself. Call the fucking warden. I want to meet him.
I don't make it a habit of meeting with prisoners. I'm doing this out of deference to Mr. Merker here, who thought it would be a good idea. However, any attempt to have me reinstate the fight between Mr. Chambers and Monroe Hutchins will be futile. It has been irrevocably canceled.
Can I tell you a story? One of my favorites. It's about how things get done. Just as the story takes place in Havana, must have been the middle 1950s. I was second in charge of certain operations, second to a Mr. Meyer Lansky. There was this casino, a new one that had been built in a neighboring town. But the mayor, he wanted to close that casino because he did not like gambling. He thought it brought the wrong kind of people. So he ordered the casino closed. Oh. I had to report this to Mr. Lansky. So Mr. Lansky, he told me, he says, you tell that mayor that the casino stays open, no question, but that the mayor had a choice. He could choose to be killed, or he could choose to have a great deal of money deposited in his bank account. It was his choice. In either case, the casino stays open.
What happened to the mayor?
He died. He hit his ignition and his car had exploded like a fireball.
You're just gonna stand there and let this hoodlum threaten me?
Well, sir, I don't much want my car to blow up.
We could talk about the money when you come back from your vacation. I understand you're leaving tomorrow. All of us, we hope you and your family have a very pleasant time.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. redemption to the resurrection. Send my credentials to the house of detention. I got some friends inside. A face in the mirror won't stop. The girl in the window won't drop. A feast of friends, a lie and she cried. Wait for me.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.